Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. Thank you for being here and celebrating 246 years of exceptionalism in this country. This is the Steve Gerber Show, and I'm here to tell you the truth. We're not going to give it to you sugar-coated or anything else. We're going to just take that whole babbling herd of sheep and run them off a cliff. You got it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Ilhan Omar went to a Somali music festival over the weekend in the heart of her own congressional district and got booed off the stage, while foul language and, the gesture of international disapproval was sent her way. Number two, the deadliest land route in the world is the U.S.-Mexican border. That, according to the United Nations now. But don't worry, the Biden administration is doing great. Just ask them. They'll tell you all about it. And number three, blackouts, inflation, and the push for war. These are some of the things that I'm concerned about as we head into the dog days of summer in a midterm election year. That and the fact that we don't have anybody driving the bus. I mean, seriously, Joe Biden, he's not all there. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows it now. And despite all the serious challenges we're facing right now, he's hoping to talk about abortion only, maybe guns, even though those are not the selling points with the American people right now. But I want to start with bite number five. Joe Biden stood up to the microphone and he wanted to share with America his ideas, his vision. And I think in this little clip right here, he was able to sum up his entire administration in just about 10 seconds. Bite number five, go.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him, excuse me.
Maybe we should go ahead and do that again. Bite number five. Bite number five. Go.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. Excuse me.
America can be described in one word. Excuse me. What was that, Joe? Excuse me. Nice work, Mr. President. That is your commander-in-chief. That's the guy that's got the nuclear football flying around. What's the password, Mr. President? Nice. Very nice. I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure how to put this gently because I don't think there's any gentle way to put it. Joe Biden is a slobbering buffoon anymore. Here's more gibberish about men getting hurt by pro-life in the pro-life movement, or something. It's bite number one. More from Joe Biden. Bite number one, go.
And politicians invading the most personal decisions that not only women, but we'll find if they expand on this decision, men as well.
Right. Right, or just people with uteruses or people that menstruate or however they put that now because they want to make sure that they're all inclusive and, you know, and cover all their bases. Right. Okay, so Chuck Todd, a little Chucky Todd, MSNBC, fresh off his weekday show getting canceled on MSNBC, still asking the dumbest questions without ever challenging the dumbest answers. I mean, he asks the dumbest things, he gets the dumbest answers, and just sits there, and tries to act as if he's got depth. He's got depth, all right. Anyhow, Chuck Todd, bite seven, go.
Maybe temporary clinics on federal land, fight it in the court. You know, let the courts say no, and instead try it. Did you guys look into this at all?
I think we're continuing to explore everything that's out there. The difficulty is that simply because it's an idea doesn't mean it can go out into practice. And so what we want to make sure is we can put things out into practice because you have people who are right now in need of abortion care services. So we're going to do what we can to give people something as quickly as we can. Even if it may not be everything they like, we want to make sure we're providing everything we can.
How about the straight answer, which would be, that's not legal under federal law. You can't provide abortion services, I don't believe, on federal land. I think that would be in violation of federal law. You can't just put up pup tents in Yellowstone National Park and offer abortions there. Doesn't work that way. But, of course, Chuck Todd, too obtuse to realize that, keeps staring, eyes glazed over, a little spittle in the corner of his mouth. Reminds me much of the commander-in-chief. Yeah. Let's see here. Democrats, speaking of the abortion conversation, which is all they want to talk about because they can't talk about the economy or gas prices or what the groceries are, how much, you know, fireworks cost or how expensive the barbecue was. They can't talk about any of those things, so they got to try to figure out to talk about something. Well, they're now bragging about being pro-abortion. That's all they've got, without any regard whatsoever to anything else. We are pro-abortion. We will kill children. We will right there at the front of the line. We're there for you. Bite number nine, as the Democrats continue to brag. Bite nine, go.
We put the Women's Health Protection Act, my bill, on the floor, and it passed by a vote of 218 to 211. It was the most supported pro-abortion bill ever in the history of Congress to be passed.
Well, what an accomplishment. The most radical pro-abortion bill ever passed is what she meant to say. It just came out weird. I get it. So that's what, that really is where they're hanging. That's all they have. Well, in this terrible shooting in Illinois, so they've got guns and they've got abortion. And the radical left wing of the Democrat Socialist Party, led by the ever more fringe Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, hoping to destroy the filibuster and wreck the U.S. Senate as soon as possible. I mean, this is what they've got their eyes set on. Bite number 11 with Elizabeth Warren talking about how they can get two more senators, they can wreck the filibuster, they can cheat forever. Bite 11, go.
Two senators. If we pick up two Democratic senators who will help us get rid of the filibuster, which the president has now said he's on board for that, and who will give us Roe versus Wade. Two senators, and yes, John Fetterman, I am looking at you in Pennsylvania. Yes, Mandela Barnes, I'm looking at you in Wisconsin.
Yep. Well, everybody has to have dreams. Everybody has to have dreams, I suppose. Hers are pipe dreams, but they're dreams nonetheless. But, of course, you've got this media out there that is anti-conservative, anti-American. They really are. Americans firing up the grill, and the media is out there saying, F America. And, you know, people, I'm going to renounce my citizenship. Well, do that. So what? The lead singer of Green Day. Whatever. So, crazy stuff. Really crazy stuff. All right, so we're going to take a quick break now and lean back into it in just a moment. Check out stevegruber.com. You can get a copy of my brand new book, America in Her Own Words, just 10 bucks. 10 bucks, what a deal. Take a break now. I'll be right back. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in a view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfire.